talking about inflammation or localized inflammation or kidney syndrome, which would include the tubules activating fluid, it's just times two. So if you have whatever the body's going through, kidneys get there to play their game too. So you're doubling up on the amount of fluid, concentration of fluid, and elimination of fluid is harder. And you have two programs going at once.
Right. So the conversation was, if you have when to use kidney detox, when to use tissue calming support, because tissue calming support is going to encourage and just support the inflammation where it is. If it's
it's a natural healing process.
It's a natural healing process. Inflammation is a natural healing process. It's also fluid.
It's also fluids. It's.
But it might not necessarily be extra fluid coming from the kidney tubules or pushing from the kidneys.
Right, like a bursa, a shoulder, or a knee. It's probably more pronounced, particularly with lower body, just simply because there you have to also push the fluids back up. So you have lymphatic involved, you have the diaphragm and breathing involved, and so localized water trapped, fluid trapped in a particular area, either it's an emotional component or maybe a localized healing because maybe you got an injury, then you would use something like the laser, the SOT, directly on that spot. See if you could help push it out.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use the Wellness Pro. Anything to also help excretion, so that would not preclude far infrared sauna. Just help start pushing fluids out through the sweat.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there's times too where like the heart can be under so much stress, if it's really high, it can get edema around the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not necessarily something you would know about unless all of a sudden there's really difficulty in breathing.
And that's what they consider congestive.
Yeah, congestive heart failure.
Well, they say failure, but it's just congestion around the heart.
It's extra fluid.
Extra fluid.
That the kidneys can't quite clear out. And in that case, you could double up. You could do HKS, kidney detox and kidney care.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting, you know, of course, when they see that a person going through that, they think, well, you're going to have that for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're in bad shape. It's going to continue the rest
mm-hmm.
of your life. But that doesn't have to be the case.
Yeah,
and it usually isn't once you go through the program and the water's released.
And it really kind of depends on what the heart's going through, so you want to be aware. If it's a heart muscle program, or
mm-hmm.
which is usually the case, muscle's just been overworked or stressed for some reason, shock, post-traumatic stress disorder, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to reduce. Tissue calming should not be interpreted as bringing fluid to a tissue. People get afraid of that, but it supports the fluids so that the right nutrients can really make it into that area and finish the healing process.
Nice.
And you can't, minimize the need for right essential fatty acids and the prostaglandins, which mm-hmm. are secondary or collateral support for localized inflammation. So, because the lipids, especially the prostaglandin too, is really designed to push fluid the right way. So if you see prostaglandins and inability to make prostaglandin, that's the wrong fats. And just as a side note, localized inflammation, they'll just give you a cortisone shot. Cortisone just dries up the tissue.
So, and that's worse for it, because then there's no healing agent
right
in there. There's no, because they're cell minus the program. So if you dry it up, then you're not giving the nutrients to.
And that's why we have the Duracare. Mm-hmm. Duracare is really good for after a cortisone shot. But you're in a situation now of prolonged inflammation that did not heal.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, that's why the body can sometimes exhaust the adrenals, because it's making its own adrenal hormones to sop up.
Right. And that, like when you learn JNM, that wouldn't be an additional adrenal program. That's just the regular, everyday physiology, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
The adrenals and what it does on an everyday basis.
Yeah, it's going to make some adrenal hormone just to get out there. And it's just like when you clean the kitchen, you're going to need a washcloth and, you know, you get it a little wet so it can absorb more water, but it's out there absorbing water, cleaning off the counters, cleaning out the sinks. Well, that's what the adrenals should do normally, a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice. Excellent.